The Texas legislature approved home rule charter districts 19 years ago, but no Texas district ever passed it, maybe because it takes a lot of signatures, 5% of registered voters, to get it on the ballot. After that, a quarter of registered voters must turn out when it's on the ballot. Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings says improved Dallas schools are so important, now's the time to get this done.
We're in a hole. The house is on fire. Trustees are working hard, but they can only use certain tools. I'd like to have all the tools that charter schools have in our arsenal.
Those tools could include longer and more school days each year, explains trustee Mike Morath, who backs this effort. That's because a charter district could get around some state-mandated rules like calendar requirements.
Kids, low-income kids especially, fall off a cliff academically in the summer, and we have got to address that if we're going to improve outcomes for kids. And right now, the legislature prevents us from starting school before the fourth week of August. The flexibility that this would provide us to try to improve our ability to serve kids is definitely worth exploring.
But other trustees question those behind the effort. The push comes from a group called Support Our Public Schools, which says it wants to work with the board to improve education. Some members live in Dallas, but a billionaire former hedge fund manager from Houston also supports the group. Trustee Carla Rangers says despite what the organization says about cooperation, it's moving ahead to collect petition signatures today at the voting polls and never talked with the board.
If people wanted to work with us, to talk with us about this, it would have happened long before Friday night when we got a letter after 9 or 10 o'clock. This group appears to be going on with whatever they want to do.
Rena Honey, who leads the largest teacher group in Dallas, says this isn't about improving education. It's about a power and money grab. She imagines the charter group a few years from now explaining how it tried but failed to improve schools.
So our plan didn't work, so let's just sell off and try something else. So that puts money in their pockets. Why would you bring an outside hedge fund person who doesn't even live in Dallas to put money behind it, who has no interest in Dallas ISD whatsoever?
Some other trustees expressed additional concerns, but if enough signatures, about 25,000, are collected, the board can't stop the plan. Trustees would then appoint a 15-member charter commission who'd write up a governance plan over which trustees would have no power or control. The Home Rule Charter Board could even be chosen, not elected, as is the case with many charter schools in Texas. If it gets that far, the plan would then go before the voters in November for an up or down vote. Bill Ziebel, KERA News.